On Monday, Russia escalated its crackdown on dissent, targeting Boris Akunin, a prominent writer and vocal critic of Moscow's military operations in Ukraine. Akunin, who has been living in exile, has now been placed on Russia's list of individuals identified as terrorists or extremists. This move is part of a broader pattern of repression that has intensified since the Kremlin's decision to invade Ukraine on February 24 last year. Boris Akunin, the pen name of Georgian-born writer Grigory Tkhardashvili, is widely known for his historical detective novels. At 67 years old, he has also gained recognition for his outspoken criticism of President Vladimir Putin's regime. His addition to the terrorists and extremists list by Rosfinmonitoring, Russia's main financial intelligence body, marks a significant escalation in the government's efforts to silence dissenting voices. The designation of Akunin as a terrorist by Russian authorities is a stark example of the Kremlin's tightening grip on freedom of expression. Akunin, residing in London, responded to this labeling with characteristic defiance, writing on Facebook, "Terrorists declared me a terrorist." This response highlights the absurdity and irony of the situation, as a renowned author known for his literary contributions is branded a terrorist for his political views. In parallel, Russia's investigative committee has opened a criminal probe against Akunin for allegedly justifying terrorism and publicly spreading fake information about the Russian army. This move is part of a broader strategy to criminalize opposition and dissent, particularly regarding the narrative surrounding the conflict in Ukraine. The charges against Akunin reflect an increasingly repressive environment where critical voices are not just censored but actively prosecuted. Akunin's criticism of the Putin regime has been long-standing and pointed. He has consistently denounced the Russian government's actions, particularly its military intervention in Ukraine. On the day Putin ordered troops into Ukraine in February 2022, Akunin described Russia as ruled by a psychologically deranged dictator and lamented that the country was obediently following his paranoia. These strong words exemplify his firm stance against the Kremlin's policies and his willingness to speak out, despite the personal risks involved. The targeting of Akunin also indicates a broader trend of censorship affecting the arts and culture in Russia. Since the onset of the conflict in Ukraine, there has been a noticeable disappearance of books by authors critical of Moscow from Russian bookstores. This erasure from public spaces is part of a concerted effort to control the narrative and suppress any form of dissent or alternative viewpoints. Despite these challenges, Akunin remains one of Russia's most widely read contemporary authors. His popularity underscores the disconnect between the government's efforts to suppress dissenting voices and the public's appetite for diverse perspectives and critical thought. However, the decision by one of Russia's main publishing houses, AST, to stop distributing Akunin's books due to his public statements signifies the increasing pressure on cultural institutions to align with the Kremlin's agenda. In response to the escalating situation, Akunin has not only continued his literary work but also actively engaged in humanitarian efforts. He co-founded True Russia, a campaign platform that unites Russian cultural figures to support Ukrainian refugees and Russians who have fled their country due to the ongoing conflict. This initiative highlights the role of cultural figures in offering resistance and support in times of crisis. The exodus of many Russian cultural figures since the beginning of the military operation in Ukraine speaks volumes about the current climate in the country. Those who have chosen to stay face stringent censorship laws and the threat of being labeled as extremists or terrorists for expressing dissenting views. In conclusion, the case of Boris Akunin serves as a poignant reminder of the challenges faced by artists and intellectuals under authoritarian regimes. His labeling as a terrorist for his critical views is a disturbing development that highlights the extent to which the Russian government is willing to go to suppress dissent. Despite these challenges, Akunin's enduring popularity and his commitment to humanitarian causes show that the spirit of resistance and the quest for truth cannot be easily extinguished. In a twist of irony, like the characters in his detective novels, Akunin finds himself in a surreal narrative where, instead of solving mysteries, he navigates the complexities of being a dissenting voice in an increasingly repressive regime, almost as if he is transforming into a character in his own stories, resilient in the face of daunting challenges. With AFP.